This is GQDN for Wednesday, May 3rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit, audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Elden Ring things, some DLCs coming to some games, and some PlayStation 5 news. But today, we begin with an article from Engadget.com, and they are saying that the FTC wants to ban Meta from profiting from kids. So, basically, the Federal Trade Commission is going after Meta because of an agreement that Meta had with the FTC back in about 2018. And that was to make sure that kids using the kids messenger app, and would also include the WhatsApp and Instagram and the Quest VR headsets, okay? And apparently the FTC is saying that they have broken that agreement, that Facebook or Meta has broken that agreement. So what Samuel Levine, the director of the FTC's Bureau of Communication Consumer Protection, did say in a statement, my apologies, quote, Facebook has repeatedly violated its privacy promises. The company's recklessness has put young users at risk, and Facebook needs to answer for its failures. Now, what Andy Stone, the spokesperson from Meta, did say on Twitter, quote, let's be clear about what the FTC is trying to do. Usurp the authority of Congress to set industry-wide standards and instead single out one American company while allowing Chinese companies like TikTok to operate without constraint on American soil. FTC Chair Lina Khan's insistence on using any measure, however baseless, to antagonize American business has reached a new low. We have spent vast resources building and implementing an industry-leading privacy program under the terms of our FTC agreement. We will vigorously fight this action and expect to prevail. Now we go to esportsinsider.com, and they are saying that the Play versus CEO, Delaine Parnell, has stepped down from his position in Play versus. So, okay, Play versus is a platform that high schools within the U.S. uses to play some esports in different games. Now, Parnell himself founded the company in 2018, but he did say that he is pursuing other projects, which is why he announced his leaving. And PlayVersus did announce that Joe Gibson, which is the current VP of finance, will take over in the CEO position in the company. Now, the company itself has raised over $100 million via different fundraising, and that's according to Crunchbase. And it also had some high-profile investors, including the SoftBank Innovation Fund, Adidas, Samsung Next, and Sean P. Diddy Combs. But they have had some controversies in the recent years, and there was some, quote, claims to and use of exclusivity deals, unquote, which is really against their own competitors, or basically people trying to get other platforms like that up. So more than likely, that's why he stepped down. Now, what Parnell did say, quote, I'm extremely proud of what we have achieved in PlayStation Versus in only a few years. Leading such a talented team has been an honor, and developing an innovative product that has created so many opportunities for an undeserved audience has been a dream come true. It's been humbling to serve as a role model for Black tech founders in gaming, and I hope that my examples inspires others to break down barriers in the industry. I'm excited to see PlayStation Versus continue to grow and make a positive impact on the world of gaming and education. Now, if you play Pokemon Go, well, we got some news about that too, because NintendoEverything.com did say that the game has lost some revenue, especially over the past 5 years. So, Mobile Gamer did report that Pokemon Go earned $34.7 million in April. It was at $58 million in February, and then $42.8 million in April. So the game has not been this low since February 2018. In fact, in April, the title did rank number 12 in the worldwide top grossing games. So basically, it was Honor of Kings, Genshin Impact, Candy Crush Saga, PUBG Mobile, and Roblox had the top five. So, it's hit that low before, but how will they rebound? We shall find out. Now we go to a little bit of Marvel news, because the Spider-Man 2 prequel comic is going to be free. This comes to us from the PlayStation blog, and they're saying that Saturday, May 6th, is a free comic book day, which means they teamed up with Marvel to release a comic that will be the prequel to Spider-Man 2, the game. So if you want a free comic, well, it's on the PlayStation blog. So we shall see what happens with that. Interesting, interesting. But sticking with PlayStation, push Square to say that the firmware update has fixed some PlayStation 4 backwards compatibility. So if a cape is supposed to move, then the cape will now move, and according to the update. Because they're really pointing out the game as Shadow of the Colossus. And if things didn't look right, well now, supposedly, they're going to look right. So go check out the update. Sticking with PlayStation and PushSquare.com, PlayStation Plus did make Tisha in the 1 million sales. So PlayStation, if you play PlayStation on PC, PlayStation 4, or PlayStation 5, Awakeb Studio did announce today that the game has reached 1 million players, which is quite the achievement for them. So, can they reach 2 million? We shall see. I haven't gotten the game yet, but we'll see. Now we go to other games, because Polygon has said that F1 23 will hit the track this June. In fact, it'll be June 16th, because that's what Codemasters and EA Sports did announce on Wednesday, which is today. And the Formula One racing simulation will bring a narrative mode and a few courses that are not on this year's F1 calendar, but they have been fan favorites. So, what could happen here? Well, Devon Butler, the villain from F1 2021, did make his narrative mode debut. In fact, did return also for the fictional Connor Sport Racing to drop as the top driver. And you'll be playing as Aiden Jackson, that is the younger of two player drivers. So, have fun. The game arrives on PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5, and Windows PC via the EA Launcher and the Epic Game Store, and Steam, and Xbox One and Xbox Series X. So it's going to be everywhere. And two editions will be available. That'll be the Standard Edition and the digital-only Champions Edition. Champions Edition will have some extra in-game content and some other items with it. Now, I didn't mention Xbox, so the Xbox Showcase will be on June 11th. This comes to us from news.xbox.com. And they did say that, well, you can find it on YouTube, Twitch, and the Xbox site. Two Twitch channels and Facebook. Not the Xbox site. Maybe on the Xbox, but no. But what will it have in it? Starfield. And it'll be a deep dive in Starfield. But could there be anything else? Well, by the looks of it, by the word that we're getting, is no. But we'll still keep an eye on it, because Starfield is Starfield. And GameSpot.com did say that Marvel's Midnight Suns will launch on Xbox One and PlayStation 4 on May 11th, but not on Switch. So, they did have a blog post, and they did share the date from both the final DLC pack, Bloodstorm, which does feature Storm, and the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 version. However, GameSpot did not give a date. But they did say that Firaxis did mention that Nintendo Switch version of Marvel's Midnight Suns is no longer planned. So, yeah, that is that for Marvel's Midnight Suns. And Storm was reported to be the last one for the DLC, but we'll see what happened. Now, speaking of DLCs, Saints Row, The Heist, and Hazardous Pay Story will be out next week. So, according to Eurogamer, that will arrive next Tuesday, May the 9th. So there will be some stuff that Saints Row can do more now if you have the DLC. So we shall see what happens there. It does look rather interesting. But there's one more DLC to get to, and that's Atomic Heart. Once again, Eurogamer covers it. And the first piece of the DLC will arrive this summer. Now, the reveal trailer was about 20 seconds long, and it begins underwater. And you have to go from underwater up into the sky, because that's what I'm looking at now. So there's no official date to that yet, but if you are an Atomic Heart player, that is good news for you. It'll come out here in a couple of months. We end today with Elden Ring. And once again, from Eurogamer, what they are saying is that the Elden Ring mod will have a Bloodborne-inspired boss. So, the Garden of Eyes overhaul mod right now is still in development. But that will have unique weapons, armor, spells, and mechanics, what is dubbed. And they're saying that's a fan-made DLC. But the final boss will have the influence of Bloodborne because of the new boss is called Oidon, the primeval current. So, what the video showcase did say was, quote, "The idea in our mod is that Oidon is actually the primeval current, and it's outer god from Elden Ring universe who has able to get into contact with the Bloodborne universe. However, he could only communicate there by voice. However, he was able to beckon some of the creatures and some of the scholars from the Bloodborne universe in order to initiate forbidden ritual and give him supreme power." Hey, we got power too. We got the power at Group Quest on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. And you can find us all at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Well, you know what tomorrow is, right? Oh, Star Wars. Yeah, we'll see what we have. So go play some games, people.